Good morning, everyone. Over the past few months, when I have spoken here, we've studied the Sermon on the Mount.
在过去的几周，应该是一两个月内，我们的讲道主题是围绕马太福音到七章的登山宝训。
Which I trust you remember is in Matthew chapter 5 through to chapter 7.
是，对，登山宝训的主要内容集中于马太福音的五到七章。
These three chapters summarize a lot of the basic issues of the Christian life.
这个登山宝训马太福音五到七章的内容，为我们很好的总结了我们基督徒在地上的生活和生命。
Now, last time I spoke, we completed chapter 5.
上一周我们的讲道已经结束了第五章的内容。
So I wonder how much you remember from chapter 5.
我不知道大家对第五章还有多少的记忆。
Perhaps I can remind you of a few things.
让我来提醒大家几件重要的事情。
The religious leaders of the Jews in Jesus' day
在耶稣时代的宗教领袖
were the scribes and Pharisees.
主要是两大集团，一个是法利赛，还有一个是文士。
But Jesus said in chapter 5 verse 20,
但是基督耶稣在五章二十节告诉我们，
Unless your righteousness is better than the scribes and Pharisees, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣在五章二十节，他说：“我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。”
So Jesus taught about subjects like murder, adultery, divorce, and so on.
然后接下来，主基督耶稣在论发怒、论奸淫、论离婚、论启示、论爱仇敌、论报复一系列的讲论。
And he said again and again,
在这些讲论当中，主基督耶稣不断的提醒我，
You have heard that it has been said and taught,
他不断的说，你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，
meaning what the scribes and Pharisees had said and taught,
这就是说文士和法利赛人的教导是什么。
But I say, I, Jesus, say.
那是文士和法利赛人的教导，但是耶稣来了，耶稣说，只是我告诉你，是耶稣来告诉你到底是什么。
So about murder, Jesus said, you've heard it said, don't murder.
他说，论谋杀，文士和法利赛人告诉你，不要杀人，不可杀人。
But I say to you, don't even get angry at each other.
但是主基督耶稣说，不是不要杀人，他说你不能对人发怒。
We've thought about the fact that Jesus was meaning God looks at our heart.
基督耶稣直指我们的内心。
It's not only what we do that matters, it's what's in our heart, our thinking, our attitudes.
主基督耶稣告诉我们，神不是只看我们的外表的行为，神更看向我们的内心，我们内心的动机，我们内心的所思所想。
God's standards are higher than our standards.
神的圣洁远远超过我们对普世道德的标准的想象。And
of course he knows very clearly what each one of us is thinking, what's in our heart and mind.
神对于我们在座各位，对于世上所有每一个人内心的每一天的所思所想，我们此刻的念头都一清二楚。And
God calls us to set high standards.
神对属他,
In the last verse in chapter 5, Jesus says this.
在五章的最后一节，大家来看。
Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Now that should be our aim.
弟兄姐妹，这是基督耶稣对我们提出的劝。
But we do fail, and none of us are perfect, of course.
但是我们知道，在现实生活中，我们经常软弱跌倒，我们从来没有得到完全。
But thankfully, God forgives us when we confess and repent.
但是好消息是，当我们软弱跌倒，我们犯罪的时候，我们来到神的面前，我们认罪悔改，神赦免的恩典永远与我们同在。
All this means that in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is always pointing beyond what we do to what is behind that in our thinking and life and character.
所以我们通过马太福音第五章的教训，我们让我们看到，基督耶稣从来不是停留在表面上来看一个人，他永远是看我们背后做事情的动机，我们的欲望。
And he continues to emphasize that as we move into chapter 6.
所以在接下来的第六章，基督耶稣继续保持这样的讲论。
So let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
让我们一起来打开马太福音第六章。
And let's read together verses 1-4.
让我们一起来读马太福音六章一到四节，我们一起来。你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人，在会堂里。 和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，要叫你施舍的事行在暗中。你不在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Thank you. Can I encourage you to keep your Bibles open? Because we won't read other sections completely together today, but I'll refer to many other verses.
鼓励弟兄姐妹就打开保持圣经，打开在马太福音第六章那个地方。我等一下我们会不断的回到这些经文。
I think the first thing to notice in chapter 6 is that verse 1 is a kind of heading or summary about the first half of chapter 6.
我想六章一节对于第六章的前半段是一个很好的总结。
And then verses 2-4, which we have just read, are about helping poor and needy people.
在接下来的第二到第四节，耶稣的讲论主要集中在我们如何去实惠的实惠施工，就是我们如何去帮助。And
verses 5-15 are about prayer.
然后接下来的5到15节。 讲论的是我们该如何祷告。
And then verse 16-18 are about fasting.
16到18节的重点是禁食。
And I trust you will see that what's said in verse 1 is emphasized in each of those three sections.
所以六章的一节就把 下面2到18节的内容做了一个很好的总结。
You might say that the first half of chapter 6 up to verse 18 is about the religious or spiritual part of our lives.
所以总的来说我们可以把 6章2到18节 作为我们一个属灵的生活的一个教训。
So verse 1 talks about don't show off your religious life before other people, your spiritual personal life.
6章1节在这里提醒我们，不要在人前显耀自己，不要在人前显露自己的善行。
And then it says, if you do that, people will be impressed perhaps, and you will get their approval.
圣经在这提醒我们，我们内心的动机，如果我们是故意通过我们的好行为去让人看见，我们的结果是我们会得到人的称赞。
But you will not receive any reward from God our Father.
但是 当我们故意这样做去博得人的欢心的时候，在这个时候，天父的赏赐就没有了。
So Jesus is continuing to emphasize that what is important is the issue of our heart and character and our inner being.
所以我们从这里再次看见耶稣。 不断重复强调的是，我们的内心动机和我们内心真正是一个怎样的人。
And of course that depends on how we relate to God and Jesus.
当然，我们是怎样的人，绝对在乎于我们跟神和基督耶稣之间的关系。
What kind of person I am doesn't depend on what you good people think.
兄弟们，当你思想我是这样的人的时候，其真正的不在于你怎么看我。
After all, some of what you see could be fake.
因为你怎么看我，有可能是一个错觉。
I might be doing some things just to give you a good impression.
也许在你眼中，我所做的一切都是如此的高大上，但是这只是我的一个假装。我在想给你留下一个好印象。Because
I want to get a good response from you.
我只想讨你的欢喜。What
kind of person I am is only really known by God Himself.
我是一个怎样的人，永远是活在上帝的眼光之中，是上帝他来判定，他知道我是。He
sees what's really in my heart and in my mind and character.
只有上帝，他鉴察人心，只有上帝，他才能真正的穿透我们的表面，看到我们做每件事的动机和我们的欲望。
And that's true about each one of us.
我们在座各位都是如此。So
Jesus is saying in verse 1,
所以耶稣在第一节说,
never show off our inner spiritual life to others.
不要将我们本应该归给神的荣耀，我们行在人的面前，将善事故意行在人的面前。In
such things as giving to the poor or the church.
就好比我们故意行在人面前，我们去帮助穷人，我们捐款给教会。
Or in prayer or fasting.
哦，我们在人前表现的，我们很会祷告，我们不停的进食。
we should never do this kind of thing to attract attention from others.
一个真诚的基督徒, 永远不应该抱着这样的心态和动机，是为了博得会众。
The background of Jesus' teaching is that the scribes and Pharisees were very deliberately doing these things in public so that other people would see how good they were.
因为耶稣清楚地知道，在他的年代，宗教领袖。 文士和法利赛人，他们最擅长的事情，就是在公众的敬拜中表现自己。
And chapter 6 says again and again, if you do that, you'll get the admiration of other people, but no reward from God.
但神说，好，你这样做得了人的称赞，但是我的称赞你是得不到。
Did you notice as we read it, those who try to show off about their spiritual life are hypocrites?
在圣经里，神把这些故意在人前显耀、显示自己的人称为假冒为善的人。
Now the word hypocrite comes from the way actors act in plays that we watch.
假冒伪善这个希腊文，它是来自于当时的一个表演的一个场所，就是演员他在扮演不同的角色。In
New Testament times, the actors would hold up masks, put on masks to indicate who they were acting.
在新约的希腊的戏剧当中，演员他们戴上不同的面具来显示他们正在扮演的是谁。So
an actor may first of all be a robber.
一个演员他可能一开始扮演的是一个强盗。But
then he'll have another mask, whatever's on the other mask, if he's a policeman or someone else.
然后过一会儿，他突然戴上警察的面具，那个时候他就成为了警察。
So that's the way they did things in those days.
对，在那个时候，表演的一个背景是这么一个展开的，是通过面具来展开的。And
to wear a mask was to be a hypocrite.
所以他们就把这些戴面具的表演者称为假冒者。Now,
there's nothing wrong with wearing a mask to pretend or act that you are someone else.
当然，在表演的时候，我们戴上这个假冒的面具是无可厚非的。But
hypocrite came to mean someone who deliberately acts differently before other people than they act when they're alone.
但是圣经里用假冒为善来特别指出，我们这些基督徒，我们在人前显示出来的我们，跟我们在独处的时候的我们是完全两个不同的人。We
are being hypocrites when we show off before others.
我们在人前，我们会突然摇身一变，变得一个非常属灵的人。When
when we make sure that other people notice what we're doing,
当他们知道有人在观看他们，有人在注意他们时，他们的行为举止就像天使。
And when we're trying to impress other people,
他们的动机就是为了得到别人的称赞，夸他是个很熟的人。
But our only purpose should be to please God and obey Him.
但是，作为神的儿女，作为基督徒，我们的真实动机，应该永远是讨神的喜悦，而不是讨人的喜悦。Now
you'll see that Jesus refers to being a hypocrite several times in this first half of the chapter.
耶稣基督在第六章的前半段的内容中，他假冒为善这个词，他说了好几次。
Verse 2 says, when you give to needy people, don't announce it with trumpets or as the hypocrites do.
他在这里提醒我们，当你施舍给穷人的时候，不要在众人面前像吹喇叭一样，哎呀，我施舍了，我给谁了？他说这个是像那假冒为善的人，在会堂和街道上出现。
Which is actually what the scribes and Pharisees did do.
这其实就是当时的宗教领袖文士和法利赛人他们的所作所为。
They made sure that people knew how much money they were putting towards them.
他们想方设法让人知道他们付出了多大的贡献。
So that section, verses 2 to 4, underlines that the reward for making sure that other people know what we're doing, how much we are helping other people, the reward is the respect they get, shall we say.
所以耶稣在这里再次提醒我，当我们不断的重复的在人前来吹嘘或者有意无意的去说我们所做的事情，我们就是在人前的荣耀。
But Jesus says very clearly, there is no reward from God.
但是耶稣不断的提醒我，你们已经得了人的荣耀，就不能得你们天父的赏赐。
And Jesus says,as we help others like this, we should not let our left hand know what the right hand is doing.
耶稣甚至举了一个非常非常让我们感到惊讶的例子，在第三节他说，你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
Of course,Right hand, left hand, part of our same body. Sort of, we've got to know what they're both doing. But Jesus was emphasizing how seriously he meant what he was saying.
耶稣不是叫我们左手做了什么，右手绑起来，那也没用，对不对？左手做，右手肯定知道。耶稣通过这个例子，我们有时候看例子不能看到把例子看得过分。过分的过度解读，耶稣用这个例子来强调多么严重的一件事情，就是我们在做善行的时候，我们的动机到底是讨人的喜悦还是讨神的喜悦，这是耶稣通过这个例子要强调。
Of course, if we are married, we should discuss these things between husband and wife.
当然在婚姻里的基督徒，我们在做事情的时候，在做善事的时候，我们会很自然的跟我们的配偶去进行一些商讨。
And know what our attitude is and how much we believe we can afford to give to help other people.
夫妻之间商量我们该以怎样的态度花多少钱去帮助有困难的人的时候，这是很正常的。
But otherwise, this is to be done quietly out of the attention of others.
但是总原则是我们在做这些善行的时候，在做这些慈惠施工的时候，我们的动机是尽量不要彰显，不要去彰显，不要让人知道。
But as it says in this section,God our Father, who sees what is done in secret in our hearts, He will reward us.
第四章的第四节的总结是，要叫施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答。
Then the next section from verse 5 about prayer, see, says much the same thing.
然后我们来到下面一段论祷告的讲论，它的强调的重点跟上一段非常相似。
Apparently, the scribes and Pharisees did literally pray on the street corners so that other people could admire how good they were.
在当时的犹太社会，他们的宗教领袖文士和法利赛人，他们经常会在街口十字路口祷告。
You will get your reward from men, but not from God.
他们祷告的时候长篇大论，引用各种的经文，让人觉得他们非常属灵。
Go into your room, close the door.
但是耶稣在这里说，你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门。
And pray to God who is unseen.
祷告你在暗中的。
Now, on, well, in services,like this, of course we do pray aloud, so that we can all hear and understand. We come together to worship God.
当然在公共崇拜，就像今天我们这个主日聚会的时候，我们当然会有公共的祷告，集体的敬拜。
We pray for one another and seek to encourage one another.
我们也会互相代祷，彼此劝勉，互相帮助。
And of course, the Bible strongly encourages us to do this.
而且圣经也如此的教导我们，要让我们不可停止聚会，彼此劝勉。
But in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is speaking about our personal prayer and our personal helping of others.And our personal prayer and fasting.
但是耶稣在这里所强调的祷告和禁食，他的侧重面更是强调于我们作为基督徒，我们个人在神面前的基督徒生活，我们的祷告生活。
Now in verses 16 to 18, you'll see Jesus says the same kind of thing again about fasting.
所以在第十六到第十八节论禁食的时候，耶稣基督再次强调了这个重点。
You will get your reward and approval from men if you show others how you fast.
如果你们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出你们是禁食，你们确实是会得到人的荣耀。
But not from God.
但是你不会得到我的赏赐。
So keep yourself neat and tidy and make sure that it is not obvious to others.
所以你进食的时候要梳头洗脸，不要故意弄得好像愁苦不堪。
Then your reward will come from God.
父在暗中查看，必然报答。
So Jesus challenge to us today is, are you and I focused on pleasing other people or on pleasing God?
所以今天这段讲论的重点是，我们今天的基督徒，我们的内心和动机，我们到底是想讨人的喜悦，还是想讨神的喜悦？
Only what is focused on God will last.
弟兄姐妹，只有以神为中心的生活才有永恒的价值。
There's one other point I'd like to you to take notice of for today.
另外，今天我们需要强调的另外一个重点是，
Jesus doesn't take time to explain how important it is to help the poor and needy or to pray or to fast.
耶稣基督没有过多的强调我们为什么需要去施舍，需要去祷告和禁食。
He's he just assumes, as it were, he expects his disciples to understand that these are important things in the Christian life.
耶稣基督认为, 作为他的门, 作为神的儿女, 我们应该已经知道, 施舍, 祷告, 和禁食, 对于我们每个人的基督徒生活是多么的重要, 根本。
So we should ask ourselves, are they important for us in our regular Christian life?
今天的挑战就是, 我们在座的各位, 我们今日的基督徒, 祷告, 施舍, 禁食, 这些事, 我们日常的灵修生活。
Now, in the coming weeks, I will probably talk more about prayer and then about fasting.
在接下去的几周, 两三周内, 我的讲道重点会围绕在祷告和禁食这两大主题上。
Just a quick comment on helping people in need.
最后我们再来看一下施舍。
This is a basic thing that the Bible tells us to do.
这是圣经对神的属神的旨意对于基督徒的 一个劝勉,
and I encourage again those of us who are married to talk it through together and have an understanding of what we can do and afford to do and how we might do it.
我们需要有智慧, 让我们知道我们该如何做, 我们该做多少, 来帮助有需要的。
There are lots of organizations of various kinds that are busy helping people in many different ways.
在新西兰的社会当中有很多的慈善机构, 他们在各种不同的方面帮助不同的人群。
So, do think it through and, yeah.
所以我们让我们一起在今天结束之后我们一起来思想我们该如何来帮助别人。So,
in closing, make sure you have space in your life for helping others, for daily personal prayer, and for fasting.
所以今天在我们结束之后我鼓励从今天开始我们每一天 我们都有一些来到神的面前的时间，我们周围有人需要我们帮助，我们是否会分别时间来到神的面前来祷告？我们是否会为很多紧急的事情我们会禁止？
But never show off your spiritual life for others to admire.
但是总原则是，当我们做这一切事情时， 我们不要故意去让人知道，来称赞我们。Don't
attract the attention of others.
不要去故意吸引别人的注意。Or
try to gain the approval of others.
弟兄姐妹，不要故意去讨人的喜。And
remember, only what is focused on God will last.
弟兄姐妹，请。 最后劝勉大家, 只有仰望神, 定睛神, 才是有永恒的价值。
Now, is that the internal alarm or outside?
我们下面就要出去。 我们感谢神。